Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to Free Talk, Get a Life. There's been an argument going on DLive for like the better part of 2 hours of just these two people who have nothing better to do with their lives than watch videos of me and just endlessly criticize me. I just can't imagine how they've let me just envelop their brains to that level where they just passionately hate me and can't stand me, yet they just can't click that little X to make me go away. Because whether they click that X or not, I'm still in their heads. And it's clearly driving them crazy. Join it at dlive.freetalklive.com.
Oh, they love it. They love trolling. That's what they like to do.
Well, they're not very good at it. I ended up unblocking them because it was causing some confusion. It didn't block them from chatting. It just blocked me from having to see it because I don't really care what they have to say because I'm doing a show and they're sitting there being angry. I've got better things to do with my life than...
Well, that was a good solution.
It was. I mean, but it caused confusion on the back end, so it was...
You could do a thing with your life, or you could criticize people who are actually doing a thing with their lives.
What would think? Now, we were talking about thought crime, and it reminded
me... And who are we?
We are Free Talk Live.
Aria, Yoa, and Peakless Mountaineer.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We were talking, while we were out there in the break, the conversation we were having about thought crime reminded me that, you know, Futurama did an episode, essentially, about this, where they had this artificial intelligence that was constantly predicting crimes that were going to happen. And they would arrest the person before the crime occurred. And because the AI was good enough or whatever, it was airtight that they were guilty or whatever. And then the two of you started talking about Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
And having a discussion about that and a bit of a disagreement.
Well, I was hoping that Futurama would merge with Rick and Morty. That's how it started. But
you were hoping they would merge?
Well, that way it brings back Futurama. And I know they're not going to bring it back, but maybe they can do cameos or something.
If they're going to bring it back like they did on Comedy Central, I would rather them just not. Just leave it alone. The sure. Comedy Central episodes, they weren't bad, but they also weren't good.
Hmm.
They were watchable, but that's about all I can say about them.
Yeah.
I would have been happier if the series had ended with the four movies, which were really good, except for the last one, which was really confusing in that it seemed to be very hostile to LGBTQ people. It spent the better part of the movie arguing about pronouns and trashing polygamy and polyamory as something that just cannot possibly be workable.
Well, I thought they, if it's the one I'm thinking of, didn't they depict polyamory and polygamy as a heavenly state? I mean, wasn't the paradise of the alternate universe is, oh, look, no, just everyone's married to everyone else because we're all married to God, I guess.
Okay, fair point. I didn't consider that aspect of it.
All right, back on the pile.
So once they left our universe and they left their cares and jealousy and stuff behind, it seemed to work just fine. Which, obviously, jealousy and stuff like that is the biggest hurdle to polyamory relationships. So I guess it was fairer to them in that regard. But still, the movie spent way too much time...
It's a genticle!
...arguing about pronouns. It's like,
I've yet to see this movie, so...
Oh, it's not bad. It's pretty good, other than the constant arguing about pronouns and what they're going to call this genderless tentacle monster.
Well, I think that if a person is going to consider themselves a they should do so in the Queen of England sense of the word. We ourselves.
So if they're going to consider themselves to be plural, they need to stick with that.
Yeah, you may as well, you know, go whole hog.
I don't particularly care for the usage of they as a genderless pronoun, but I don't object to it either.
I mean, it's something we all do. If we don't know the gender of the person we're talking about, we just sort of innately use they in the first place.
Well, it's been a really weird mutation of our language. I mean, we were talking earlier about how organic and complex language tends to be. And so once upon a time, there actually was a specific word for male human, and that word was were. And the only living version of that is in werewolf, which means literally man-wolf.
Right.
Now, man actually didn't mean male human. It just meant human.
But now it means male human.
Which is just weird. I mean, that's what people tend to assume, but that is not. We just actually did not care. We do care if you can have kids. We don't care if you can't.
Basically, there's better things to care about than argue about, you know, gender pronouns.
I certainly find that there are better things to argue about. Another show that I'm a really big fan of is Aqua Teen Hunger Force. So I joined this S-Posting Aqua Teen Hunger Force group a few weeks ago, and then it exploded because someone posted some, you know, you better respect my trans homies or your pronouns are going to be was, were, and just the transphobes came out, and then the trans supporters came out. And every single trans person in there was like, can we just have an Aqua Teen Hunger Force group that doesn't devolve into arguing about our existence, please? Can we please just do that? But
well,
no.
And as far as pronouns go, technically speaking, and I don't know how many people care about this, but technically speaking, he is actually the neuter program, pronoun, which does give you some really weird sentences that are technically accurate, like, man, like all mammals, nurses his young. Technically accurate sounds absolutely bizarre.
I don't know if it's, I mean, as you were talking about, language evolved, so it's no longer technically accurate, but there's a time where it was.
Well, and that's one of the issues, like, what does literally mean?
I hate the word literally because it's the word that people use more often than not, and it's not literal when they say it. Like, oh, I literally died, but you literally didn't. So maybe start using the word literally, and then we can have a conversation.
Well, if they say I literally died, you should scream and say, I'm seeing ghosts.
That would be a good response for that.
Right?
I feel like the language has definitely been trained out of us, too, in the public schools. Like, so like when you get pulled over, it's like, you know, can I see your ID? Of course you can. But then it's like, then he's like,
well, when you get pulled over,
the vehicle and all that stuff, and it's like, no, you should have said, may I see it? Or I have to see your ID. Or, you know, something to the effect where it's not questioning my abilities. And it's like, we all know it's coming from public schools, why he asked it that way. And can you ask properly?
Well,
look, if a
I don't know one that's ever asked that nicely. Usually it's just license and registration.
Yeah, if a cop pulls me over and says, may I see your ID, I'm honestly not going to know how to respond. I'm just, I can say no.
Right, right, sure, sure.
You're asking me for permission?
Right.
Like you're some kind of public servant and I'm people?
I will say, if you're driving in New Hampshire, you do have to present your ID, but I don't think there's any other circumstances where you have to say yes to that.
No, you do not. Yep, that's correct.
Well, and New Hampshire is one of the places where they don't say license, registration, and insurance.
However, they should have told you.
For the first time in my life, I'm driving insured vehicles because I care about them, and it would affect my life if they, you know, wrecked and were destroyed. But, like, when I lived in Mississippi, I never had insurance, and it was required there, so it was always just a matter of finding the insurance company that gave you an insurance card that was good for a year, paying them for 1 month, and then letting it lapse.
Well, you know, back in the day, you used to be able to go to, say, Bondsman's or at pawn shops and that sort of thing. And they would, if you got into an accident, you go to them like, yeah, I have to pay off this, you know, the restitution for this accident I caused. And they'd give you a percentage on top of the loan, and you get it. And you didn't need car insurance. Now it's like, oh, pawn shop stopped doing this, so now we're going to have to force you to have car insurance.
Well, as I understand it, you're not actually legally required to have car insurance. You just have to have proof of financial liability that you can afford to pay for the injuries or whatever that you may cause. Insurance is the way that most people do that, but presumably, if you're a millionaire, you can just be like, hey, yeah, here's my bank statement. I got this covered or whatever.
Right.
I don't know that. That's what I've been told, because obviously no government has the right to say, hey, no, yeah, you have to give money to these private companies. Of course, then the Affordable Care Act came along, and they essentially did that. But they created this loophole where if you don't want to, that's okay. You just pay a fine instead. And the fine is used to pay those private companies. So it's all a bunch of nonsense, and the government has decided that they can tell you what you have to buy.
Well, force you to have liability as well, too, of course.
And they'll arrest you if you don't comply, and they'll kill you if you don't submit to the arrest. Ultimately, everything, as we talked about, the cops will kill you over. 603-283-6160, it's Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 760 if you want to join the discussion. And we actually have a producer now, it would seem, and she actually sent me the information I needed about the amplifier that I had already forgotten about. It's Ellen. Ellen is tonight's amplifier. She's a gold-level amplifier, which means she chooses to give $10 per month to the amp program. And that's more than what we ask. We only ask $5 per month. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like this idea of being able to call a show and have your voice, your opinions heard on 200 plus 200-ish, it may be below 200 at this point, I don't keep track of it that closely, radio stations throughout the United States and on Sub-Saharan Africa and Asia and just on the internet in general, then supporting Free Talk Live through the AMP program is the best way to do that. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. Ellen, thank you so much for the contributions. We hope you're enjoying the show. We hope you're enjoying the changes that are occurring, not really by design or by choice. I would much rather be at the LRN studio doing this.
You know what they say, necessity is the mother of invention.
It is.
And the federal government is a real mother.
Well, they are a creator of necessity, at the very least. And, you know, it's caused us to be more resilient than ever. Now, if the federal government decides they want to take down Free Talk Live, they can't just take out the LRN studio. They can't just take out Ian. They have to take out that studio, this studio, Ian, myself, Captain, and just everyone involved in the production of the show if they want to take down Free Talk Live. And as far as I can tell, that's kind of what they wanted to do by preventing any of us from having any contact with each other to do this First Amendment protected radio show that we've been doing, that I've been doing for the last 2 years, and that Ian has been doing for the better part of 20 years? I don't know.
Yeah, they claim that they are protecting your oh-so-important monetary system by making sure that these masterminds don't defraud people, when, as far as I can tell, every action that they're taking does two things. Number one, it slows down the adoption of cryptocurrency by taking out some people that don't have the know your customer requirement, so they're not spying on you through it. And most importantly, two, it makes it harder and harder to have this free speech outlet.
Well, absolutely. And I believe it was Ian's attorney who pointed this out. I'm not even going to get into that. But, there were absolutely KYC requirements in place. There absolutely were, because that's the best way of preventing yourself from being defrauded by someone.
Well, right. But, it's not one of those things where he, types it into a computer that the NSA is looking at.
Right. It was not shared with the government.
Exactly.
Does the government have the right to do this in the first place? I don't know. And we're getting into topics there that I can't discuss. However, I said initially, following the raid and following my return to Free Talk Live, which took about a week because I wasn't sure whether or not it was even okay. It actually wasn't okay for me to go over there. I had to get permission for that, and then I finally did. And looking at the actual wiring situation and the state of the studio, I said, it's clear to me that they weren't trying to take out Free Talk Live because they flew a drone in through this window. They threw window weights through here, but they didn't damage any of the equipment in here. And they could have easily done that, quote, accidentally,
right,
but they damaged nothing. And this was because they weren't trying to use that brute force tactic, right? They were trying to use the political machine that they have in place to otherwise take down Free Talk Live, because it's too on the nose. Mm-hmm. Oh, they raided the studio and destroyed all of the studio equipment. They were clearly targeting Free Talk Live. But if they used the other method,
we just happened to jerk out a couple of the wrong wires that made it impossible for you to do your job. We just happened to arrest all of your tech people at once.
Unfortunately, But let's go to the phones. We've got Revolt calling from Nuevo Mexico. Revolt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Revolting.
Ah, it is from New Mexico.
Revolt. Yes.
Nuevo Mexico.
I said Nuevo Mexico to you, the call screener, but apparently she doesn't speak Spanish, although she should.
I don't either. I assumed Nuevo was a city. Sorry.
there is a city that is Nuevo, or a state, or probably both, actually, and a city and a state.
Now I seriously wonder if there is a Mexican town called Nuevo.
Nuevo León comes to mind.
So what'd you call in tonight to discuss?
About revolting. Peakless.
Mm-hmm.
You mischaracterized my statement yesterday, so I'm calling to clarify that. You had
Alrighty.
Characterized my statement as that I was suggesting violence. How did you draw that conclusion?
If it came across that way, I'm sorry. What I meant to specifically point out is that it seems like the guy with the billboard. There was a guy with a sandwich board of, what was it? When will you pussies finally revolt? And he seemed to me to be advocating a violent revolution.
Do you remember what that word is short for?
Pusillanimous.
Thank you.
Pusillanimous.
I just feel like we should point that out again.
It is very important.
For the FCC censors out there who are getting ready to send out a bunch of letters.
Well, and it's important to note that a lot of people think that not revolting in a violent way is a pusillanimous and weak-spirited way of living your life. And I think it could be nothing further from the truth.
Right.
So you were saying that's not what you're advocating.
No, I made a two-part statement. The first part of the statement is I was simply describing what I had seen in the form of what you just stated on the gentleman holding a handwritten cardboard sign saying what you said. I cited that, and then my own statement was about that I had stated that I no longer consent, and by stating that I no longer consent, I consider that part of my revolt. Now, that would not be violent, would it? If I state that I no longer consent to this government, that would not be violent, would it?
Quite so. Quite so.
Okay. Well, I never consented in the first place.
Right. Yeah. No, they assume our consent. Like, our
right.
silence was somehow giving them the power to, you know, kidnap and torture us whenever they feel like, for whatever reason they decide is warranting it.
And if you
right.
try to if you try to withdraw your consent, they will attack you and force you to submit.
I've already withdrawn my consent. My consent is completely withdrawn, so have they attacked me since I've withdrawn my consent?
Do you still have a valid driver's license?
Yeah.
Then you're still consenting.
Well, you know,
I disagree.
Well, no, that's a good question. So what exactly does it count as consenting? So, like, I've been listening to some interesting programs that have pointed out that you actually have to be educated on the essence and fundamentals of our system in order to have consent. And consent is actually a form of commanding and controlling these so-called government thugs.
You're not wrong, and I have to retract what I said already, because consent given under threats of violence is, by definition, not consent anyway. So, yeah. I was wrong.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
On his first Memorial Day in office, President Joe Biden paid tribute to the nation's fallen heroes at Arlington National Cemetery.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace.
Before his speech, the president laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to veto funds for the state legislature after a group of Democratic representatives walked out of the Texas House on Sunday, effectively blocking a vote on an elections reform bill. Abbott tweeting Monday that his veto would withhold pay for those he said were abandoning their responsibilities. The bill is one of several pieces of legislation proposed in several states that proponents say are necessary to combat voter fraud. Critics say the Texas proposal would make it more difficult to vote, especially for people of color. This is USA Radio News. Calls have been increasing for some form of boycotting the 2022 Winter Olympics being held in Beijing. Last week, two lawmakers introduced a bill that would ban American companies that sponsor those games from contracting with the federal government. Florida Republican Mike Waltz co-sponsored the bill with New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski, who explains to CNN why he believes that their legislation is necessary.
I just don't think it's appropriate to hold the Olympics in a country that's committing a genocide. That's, you know, this is in some ways worse than 1936 in that respect. And what our bill does, it doesn't force the athletes to boycott. I don't want them to lose this experience, but it would put pressure on the U.S. corporate sponsors of the game by saying that they can't contract with the U.S. government if they sponsor these games.
A recent report from the State Department accused China of committing a genocide against the Muslim Uyghur people in its Xinjiang region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And I'm really glad that we have the ability to mute the mics through that last commercial break.
As am I.
However, I am operating under the assumption that the FBI agents monitoring me just got to hear all of those jokes that we were cracking at each other. Yes. So I hope they enjoyed that, and I hope they got some good laughs. At this point, I just sort of operate under the assumption that the FBI has either put bugs in here or has bugs on my phones or just, in general, I'm bugged by the FBI.
Well, we literally live in the panopticon. It's exactly what George Orwell described as Big Brother. He's not always listening, but he could be at any time. And worse yet, there's a record, so he can go back and listen anytime he wants.
Yes, and we know in large part, thanks to Edward Snowden, just how pervasive their surveillance apparatus really is, including any email you've ever sent. They can easily have access to that, as well as text messages and things like that. If you're not using Signal or Wire or Telegram secret chats, which are actually encrypted, then anything that you've ever sent out on the internet or through SMS or any phone call, any email, is easily read by the NSA. And but, they can't undo it.
But Clapper told me that they don't spy on Americans.
He lied.
In front of Congress. You can't lie to Congress. That's a federal offense.
And what was the result of him lying to Congress?
Still waiting on that, actually.
I'm not surprised. I mean, Hillary Clinton got away with breaking all sorts of laws, and she was so technologically inept that she described wiping a hard drive as, you know, taking a cloth to it every once in a while.
But didn't they take a hammer to it?
I don't know what they
That's
did
what
to it.
I believe that they say.
Yeah, I gotta wonder, is that misdirection, though? Like, is she saying, oh, I'm an old grandma, I don't know how to use this? Or does she actually not know how to use this?
It's up for debate.
And I will say, like, one of the upsides of having President Orange Clown is that we did not, in fact, end the world because Grandma does not know how to use a computer. She had said over and over that she considers hacking to be an act of war. And I personally, I'm not good at computers, but I personally can make it look like I am doing a thing from Russia and attempt, very poorly, to hack into an FBI computer.
Yeah.
And under her leadership, that may have led to World War III.
Well, she made it no secret that she wanted war with China. I think she stood on the debate stage at one point and essentially said that. But we still got David from New Mexico with us. David, are you still... Well, you're making... What? We stop doing whatever it is that you're doing. Okay, thanks. So you were talking about revolution, and I agree with you. Peaceful revolution is...
Wait. I did not even say revolution.
You said revolt.
I said revolt, which is not the root for revolution.
Hmm. Care to enlighten us on the etymology?
Well, I had checked myself and looked up revolt in one of the mainline dictionaries yesterday, and revolt does not, it can include violence, but it does not mandate violence clearly there in the definition. And revolution, which I did not look up, which I will look up, clearly does indicate a military offensive, and I have not checked that, but I will when I get off the air to make sure that I'm not incorrect.
Earlier you were talking about words with conflicting definitions, and revolting is absolutely one of those. Revolting can mean, you know, disgusting and unappealing, mm-hmm. but it can also mean eliminating the power structures that...
I certainly do not find revolting.
Yeah, see, that's why I tend to prefer revolution, because it has the issue of, you know, it also means going around the sun or mm-hmm. just revolving around a thing.
Yeah, the third definition on dictionary.com says to turn away in mental rebellion, utter disgust. So you just be disgusted in your revolting.
Mm.
Yes. And revolution, in the political sense of turning over one government and replacing it with another, can actually also be a completely peaceful revolution, changing a government. But I never did use the word revolution, but even if I did, there can be a nonviolent revolution, which is what I would prescribe. But what I want to get to is what Pikos had said actually is supporting what I said. And earlier in your program, Pikos, you had described, your words were revolt can be direct and violent or indirect. Or it can be simply things like slowing down following their orders, which is what I was proposing. That, and there's a million other things, literally, that can be done by all of the people in our country to revolt against the oppression that we're getting from our government, which includes, you know, even cops can and do regularly slow down their work when they want to revolt against their own commanders.
Well, slow down their work by, say, you know, when they ask for your name, they say you have to ID for some reason, right? You go, well, and a jury's going to look at this like, oh, he was giving his name. You just go, well, the last letter of my first name is A. The middle letter of my first name is O. And, like, they just stop writing it down on a piece of paper because they can't say that you weren't giving them your name, but you're slowing them down a bit.
Mm.
Right.
That does seem like an effective way of slowing them down.
Yes.
And that's exactly, now take that times a million, and we should all be doing that kind of thing in every different way that you can creatively think up, do it ourselves, and then proselytize to all your friends and even to the cops. When I encounter the cops, I actually try to enlist them in working against our own government, which is their employer.
Sure, but if I recall correctly, David, the catalyst of this entire discussion was you saying that we needed former military people to go take over U.S. military bases.
No, I didn't say that, and if you'd like to produce the recording, I'd be happy to listen to it.
I am almost certain that was how this entire conversation started.
I don't recall that, but I'll tell you one thing. We are definitely producing recordings. If you have a podcatcher, you can get the RSS and get yourself some Free Talk Live on your phone at any time you want.
You don't remember that, David, because we had this entire discussion about whether or not it was feasible or practical to even believe that former military members would actually side with the people, when my experience with most military veterans is that they are firmly on the side of the state, and if the president tells them to pull the trigger on America's citizens, they'll pull the trigger on American citizens. You don't remember this conversation?
I remember discussing it several times in the past, but not in the recent past, as in regarding my statement yesterday. But previous to that, by weeks and weeks, I remember saying things like that. And since you bring it up, I'll answer your question. My opinion on that is that the majority of our military is actually inclined to, if given an order to come against us, I think that they would not follow that order and be more inclined to go against the people giving the illegal order than they would be to go against their own people.
Well, I got to say, number one, I hope you're right. Number two, I think you probably are, and that's why the majority of them are in other countries, because they do a psychological evaluation while you're getting into the military, and I think, I do not know, I cannot point to a specific source saying this, but as far as I know, what they do once they've taken a psychological evaluation is they find out the people who would fire on their own citizens, those they can station here. The people who would not fire on their own fellow citizens, those they make sure to keep in Syria, Afghanistan, and everywhere else.
Interesting take. I don't know a lot of people who are former military. It's not like the libertarians who are former military go around advertising it, because they're not super proud of it. The libertarians I know who are former military absolutely would not have fired on American citizens,
right.
But then you have people who would.
Yeah, now police are obviously a different case. I mean, they are beating up and jailing and killing stealing.
We can slow that
from
down.
Americans every day, every single day.
And I think that's a good idea. You know, anything that we can do to slow them down decreases the number of people they're out there harassing.
File complaints.
That's true. Amen to that.
I mean, when they pull you over, just waste as much of their time as you can, because that means they're not out there aggressing against other peaceful people.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, debut broadcast from the Music Studio. As far as I can tell, it's been going well. I'm going to have to look into the video streams later to see how it actually came out. I know there were some issues in the beginning. Some changes I made to the audio that I identified earlier today during the test streams, for whatever reason, didn't save. So that's something I'm going to have to look into, because I'm pretty sure I saved it afterward. But, you know, it's just... audio was only coming into one side of the headsets for people, or one side of their speakers or whatever. So little minor issues like that. But all in all, seems to be working out fairly well. I say that not having listened to tonight's episode.
I definitely breathed a sigh of relief when we got our first caller. It's like, okay, that's working, which, you know, is the point of our show.
Well, that was the easy part. I mean, that's just setting up a remote connection to... really what I want to do is create a VPN between here and the other studio so that I can have the desk that's sitting here, and so that I can just connect to things within the studio, like the Comrex stack, which is what's doing all of that, from here as though I'm sitting in the actual studio. And that's doable, it's achievable, but back burner, because there were other things that were more important, like actually making sure we can broadcast from here before we go creating a VPN to make
it
easier.
Wait, you want to broadcast? Like some kind of radio show?
That's ideal.
Perish the thought.
So before we
revolting.
Before we cut out to break, we were talking about ways to delay the state, ways to slow down the state's aggression against people, and just, in general, ways to make their lives harder. Now, we saw this in Keene with the meter maids, or the parking attendants, rather, who were having their job made more difficult by Robin Hooders who were going in front of the parking attendants and putting coins in people's meters so that they didn't expire and they couldn't write the ticket.
Which is just so brilliant, in my opinion. I mean,
it is, and it pissed off the city of Keene so much that they sued the Robin Hooders.
Oh, wow.
And lost.
Ah,
yes, very
wasted
nice.
Massive amounts of tax money doing this. And, I mean, obviously they were going to lose because there's they accused the Robin Hooders of robbing them of the revenue from those fines, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was what it was all about. Those nickels getting put in, those don't matter.
You robbed us because we didn't effectively rob those other people.
Yes, that was exactly it. And that was why they called themselves Robin Hooders.
I did some Robin Hooding in Providence, Rhode Island, and I was inspired by the Robin Hooders of Keene, Garrett Ian, and Ian Freeman. I definitely slowed down the meter maids for some time. Like, I've only went out there like three times, but I made parking. You know, you were saved by the Robin Hood of Providence, and so I put them on people's cards when I was saving them. But I actually have video of a parking enforcer encouraging me to put money in the machine
really?
So that he wouldn't have to do his job. And then he invites me into a cafe and wanted to buy me a coffee. I was like, no, because he's working on my dime, technically, so I don't want to be, like, wasting city resources and being part of that problem. But
yeah, but if you were having coffee with him, then he wasn't out there writing tickets.
Well, what ended up happening is that he went into, like, a private parking garage and smoked, like, a chain of cigarettes before he actually went back to work. So I slowed him down a little bit, which would have been probably equivalent to having that coffee. But
sounds like he didn't really want to do his job in the first place.
Oh, I don't think so.
A lot of them don't. A lot of people that are doing these jobs for the thugs don't actually want to be doing jobs for the thugs. Like, a lot of people don't want to be stealing and harassing other people because it's just not how civilization works.
If you're in Keene or you're in any area that has parking meters, don't just look at your meter. Look at the guy to the left of you and the right of you at least, and just see if you know they could use a quarter. You know, save them from that ticket. You're saving yourself, too, because you're not funding the city. The oppressors are going to make it harder and harder for you. So maybe you'd be effective here and there.
Yeah, that's a great way to look out for each other.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's really hard to find things that an individual can do that will slow down this death machine that is the state on its various levels. And you were talking about filing a complaint.
Yeah, well, every time you file the complaint, well, guess what? They have to get off their regular duties. Specifically, the city lawyer is going to look at this and see if it's, you know, or even the chief or anyone in the city that would deal with complaints here in, say, Keene. In Pawtucket, Rhode Island, is where I did this, and a lot of us were doing this. So every time we had any instance of a complaint, like rudeness or just generally, the cops broke the law, you know, whatever. We would file the complaint. But there were so many complaints being filed, it slowed down the city lawyer. So he couldn't deal with all the city's business. He had to deal with that. And they were going to hire a part-time lawyer there. And the city just didn't, well, the city council didn't want to spend the money. But, which is great. So, like, you know, this is slowing everything down. And they delayed a lot of things. Maybe, you know, ticked off a few people.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that just sort of popped in my head is, like, how many times have I watched them turn on the lights to go through a red light for no reason?
Oh, sure.
Like, we have to do this. They don't have to do this. I mean, that is just one example of something you could file a complaint over.
Here in Keene, the fire department there at Central Square is notorious for going through the roundabout in the entirely wrong direction. I mean, yes. They just stop traffic on all sides, and they just cut through the roundabout going the opposite direction that everyone else would be traveling. Everyone else travels through the roundabout counterclockwise. The fire department, they just throw on that siren and go clockwise. Now, it's assumed that this is something that's important, but still, it's a huge danger to people. Not to mention, you know, I work right there on Main Street. I see cops here in Keene all the time flipping on their sirens and roaring down Main Street at 50 miles per hour. Keene is filled with pedestrians. I can't believe a cop hasn't killed a pedestrian yet.
Well,
and so all kinds of complaints can be filed here.
Yes.
Right? It's important for the people that are, you know, sitting at home to remember you can do something. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole system is set up to make us think that we are this tiny, insignificant, powerless thing when we're not. And at the very least, the next time you see them misbehaving and obviously, you know, putting people in danger and doing what they shouldn't be doing, you know, give a thought to filing a complaint. I know it's time out of your day and it's filling out paperwork, but it really does make them start to grind to a halt.
What's really beautiful about it, too, is you can set up an email anonymous that has no attachment to you, and you can file complaints anonymously and have them responded to your anonymous email. So you can completely erase yourself from the equation. You know, set it up and just file complaints. I prefer to go in person. It's more personal to, you know, if especially the level of the complaint. You know, I really want to make sure that I'm making a point. I'm going to record myself doing it so I have a record of it and then, you know, hold their feet to the fire.
There's also the reality that a lot of these complaints can become lawsuits.
Right.
And in which case, if you win those, you waste even more of the city's resources by first having to take them to court, and they have to go to court to fight you about it, but then you get their money.
Founded complaints, right? Ones that are, they investigate themselves, and they're founded. Those are drops in the bag. Like you can go and file a lawsuit right after that. Typically, you're going to win because they found that cop did the wrong thing.
Well, and it's important to point out that, like, part of what made the USSR go absolutely down the drain is that no one would ever raise any kind of fuss when all of this nonsense was going on. So people would see them behaving abominably and do nothing for the cause. For the cause, I will be silent. I will watch you do terrible things. And what happens then? They do a more terrible thing and a more terrible thing.
Well, I don't know what you can really do to stop one of these situations like what happened with George Floyd. I don't know what an average citizen can actually do to have prevented that.
Well, here's one thing. How about the, you know, million people in that city that wanted this to stop? How about every one of you files a complaint so that they have to go through 1 million complaints? How long would you keep those cops off the street, keep them out of the probability of choking people to death with these stupid tactics because you just filed the complaint?
Lengthy. Make it lengthy. Because then you have to read a lot of words and analyze a lot of things.
Good suggestions. I mean, the more of the state's resources that we tie up, the less damage they're able to do abroad and here at home. Unfortunately, we're tying up a vast amount of their considerable resources with the whole Crypto 6 thing. If you want to learn about that, go to thecrypto6.com. All the information is there, but it's ultimately the reason why Free Talk Live is being broadcast from here tonight rather than the LRN studio. And I was talking this over with the captain. I was like, well, we shouldn't call that the Free Talk Live studio anymore because there are now multiple Free Talk Live studios, and I think it will get confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this is a result of essentially tying up the state's resources by advocating for the use of a currency that the state cannot control so that we can defund them, so that they can't pay for their police, their militarization, their bombs, their wars.
Well, they want to convince us that we're powerless, but that has always been an illusion.
And Free Talk Live is not just here and elsewhere in Keene. It's everywhere.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.